Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Terra Innovatum and ATB Riva Calzoni joined forces to manufacture Solo Micromodular Nuclear Reactor. Terra Innovatum and ATB Riva Calzoni have joined forces to manufacture the Solo Micromodular Nuclear Reactor. This partnership establishes a comprehensive collaboration for the manufacturing of the first-of-a-kind reactor, with a target for serialization and industrialization by 2028. Terra Innovatum CEO Alessandro Petruzzi sees this as a major step towards commercializing their clean energy mission. ATB Riva Calzoni brings heavy equipment engineering expertise and a global presence to the table. The collaboration agreement will support the development and production of the Solo reactor, advancing component readiness and accelerating production scale-up to deliver a market-ready clean energy solution.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Nextplat Corp., NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW, names Rodney Barreto chairman, David Phipps CEO. Nextplat Corp., a global consumer products and services company, has appointed Rodney Barreto as permanent chairman of the board and David Phipps as permanent chief executive officer. Both executives had been serving in interim roles since the passing of the company's previous chairman and CEO in May. Nextplat operates an e-commerce platform focusing on technology and healthcare sectors, offering voice, data, tracking, and IoT products worldwide. Through acquisitions and collaborations, the company aims to help businesses sell goods online, domestically, and internationally. To learn more about Nextplat, visit their newsroom at the provided link.
AELF grows management team and staff. Aircraft Engine Lease Finance, or AELF, has expanded its team with the addition of three new members. The company has been growing its fleet, investment, capital base, and staff over the past year. Christopher Roy joins as Chief Financial Officer, David Brown as Associate General Counsel, and Ethan Ross as Senior Pricing Associate. AELF marks its 10-year anniversary with increased transaction size and volume, along with ambitious goals. Chris Roy brings extensive financial experience, David Brown contributes nearly two decades of transportation finance expertise, and Ethan Ross adds 12 years of aircraft leasing analysis experience. AELF, an experienced U.S. commercial aircraft lessor, continues to expand its portfolio with customized capital solutions for various partners. Learn more at www.afinc.com. Encore Resources receives approval to incorporate Muscle Basin into Block Thate Oil and Gas License, Cambodia. Encore Resources Corp. announces approval to incorporate Muscle Basin into Block Thate Oil and Gas License in Cambodia. This adds 220 square kilometers to the license, making Block Thate a total of 4,277 square kilometers. Enercam Resources Co. Lit. Received approval from the Ministry of Mines and Energy for this expansion. Mike Weeks, president of Enercam, expresses excitement for the potential of the added area for oil and gas exploration. Senior geologist Justin Snelling highlights the prospectivity of the Cenozoic Age sedimentary basin. Seismic operations are underway to evaluate the basin for exploratory drilling. Encore Resources Corporation is a leading resource optimizer in Cambodia, focusing on mineral and energy solutions. Stay connected with Encore Resources on social media for updates.
Ellison's fortune soars on Oracle Surge, closing gap with Musk. Larry Ellison, co-founder, chairman, and chief technology officer of Oracle Corp., is closing in on Elon Musk as one of the world's richest individuals. Following a surge in Oracle shares, Ellison's net worth jumped by about $70 billion to an estimated $364 billion, just shy of Musk's $384 billion. In addition to his tech wealth, Ellison has built a luxury hospitality empire in South Florida, including the recent purchase of the Opalm Beach Resort and Spa for approximately $277 million. His investments in Manalapan are reshaping the town, attracting more affluent buyers and transforming the real estate landscape. With holdings like the Four Seasons Resort Lanai and Nobu Ryokan Malibu, Ellison's influence extends far beyond the tech industry, solidifying his position in the world of luxury real estate and hospitality.
Rentana, Orion Real Estate Partnership, deliver results, empowering multifamily operators to outperform market downturns and off-peak seasons. Rentana, an AI-powered revenue intelligence platform, is helping multifamily leaders navigate seasonal leasing lulls by providing real-time insights and smart pricing recommendations. In a recent partnership with Orion Real Estate Partners, Rentana delivered impressive results. Orion saw a 350% return on investment within just 5 months, slashed pricing review times by 6x, and increased occupancy by 2%. Mark Limpert, principal at Orion, praised Rentana for elevating decision-making and driving results across their portfolio. Rentana's AI-powered intelligence allows teams to anticipate market shifts, streamline renewals, and proactively set pricing, empowering operators to outperform peers in challenging markets. Rentana is redefining revenue management for a new market reality where efficiency and outperformance are key. JBT Morell Corporation announces closing of convertible senior notes. JBT Morell Corporation has closed its private offering of $575 million aggregate principal amount of 0.375% convertible senior notes due 2030. The company used the net proceeds to execute convertible note hedge and warrant transactions and repay a portion of its borrowings. The company plans to draw on its revolving credit facility to repay or refinance its 0.25% convertible senior notes due 2026. CFO Matt Meister stated that the notes will generate interest expense savings and mitigate shareholder dilution. The notes were offered to qualified institutional buyers under Rule 144A. JBT Morell Corporation is a global technology solutions provider to the food and beverage industry, aiming to optimize food yield, safety, quality, and efficiency while reducing waste. State Roundup, Moore launches re-election bid, handgun board wrestles over short-barreled rifles. What will happen to Beltsville's 6,500 USDA acres? Governor Wes Moore officially launched his re-election bid, vowing to serve a full term and not run for president in 2028. Hitachi Rail opens a lighthouse digital factory in Hagerstown, investing in North America. Maryland's handgun roster board debates short-barreled rifles, posing as handguns. The fate of USDA's Beltsville 6,500 acres remains uncertain after the facility's closure announcement. U.S. Wind accuses Trump of pressuring to kill offshore wind projects. David Simon criticizes using The Wire to justify troops in Baltimore. Cecil County's Enterprise Zone expected to expand with 80 acres in Elkton. CareFirst executive Lester Davis will be Governor Moore's next chief of staff, starting this fall. Point B expands Microsoft partnership with Azure Analytics specialization. Point B has expanded its partnership with Microsoft by achieving recognition as a designated solutions partner for data and AI, Azure, with a specialization in analytics on Microsoft Azure. This designation is awarded to partners who meet Microsoft's highest standards in service delivery. Point B's expertise in planning, designing, and implementing advanced analytics solutions on the Azure platform led to this recognition. The certification process evaluated Point B's ability to drive Azure adoption and support advanced Azure data and AI solutions. This specialization highlights Point B's technical expertise in helping customers maximize their data potential using Microsoft Azure, providing better analytics solutions with less risk. To learn more about Point B's strategic alliance with Microsoft, visit point.com. Vinspector AI launches AI-powered vehicle history verification platform for safer used car purchases in the U.S. VinspectorAI.com, the AI-powered vehicle history verification platform, has officially launched in the U.S. The platform combines VIN databases with AI to provide clear insights for used car buyers. With risk scores, hidden accident detection, and transparency, Vinspector AI ensures safe transactions. Recently, the AI uncovered a major accident in a used SUV, saving the buyer thousands. Tailored for American consumers, VinSpector AI empowers buyers with actionable insights for smarter decisions. By bridging the gap between complex data and meaningful insights, VinSpector AI makes car buying transparent and stress-free. Visit VinSpectorAI.com to test the service for free and transform your car buying experience.
ADAP Advocacy supports 340B rebate model. ADAP Advocacy has urged the Health Resources and Services Administration to modify its proposed 340B rebate pilot project, calling it deeply flawed and potentially contrary to the Administrative Procedure Act. The organization fully endorses the implementation of a rebate model for all covered entities under the 340B drug pricing program, especially hospitals. ADAP CEO Brandon M. Maxada stated that state AIDS drug assistance programs have already demonstrated the success of retrospective rebates without causing delays or administrative burdens. ADAP Advocacy's 340B map shows a concerning pattern of hospitals growing their 340B programs while reducing charity care commitments. The organization emphasizes the effectiveness of a rebate model, citing the significant growth in funding for HIV/AIDS programs through 340B rebates. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy and their efforts to improve access to care for persons living with HIV/AIDS, visit adapadvocacy.org. MacroEdge announces first access trial accounts for MacroEdge Institutional Research and MERP Index Performance Tracking launching October 1st. MacroEdge Research announces the launch of MacroEdge Institutional Research and the MERP Performance Index, with first access trial accounts available starting October 1st, 2025. This new platform offers institutional-grade intelligence, combining macroeconomic indicators, valuation signals, and actionable insights for professional allocators and portfolio managers. The MERP Index is a rules-driven portfolio framework aimed at identifying opportunities in global markets. Clients will receive monthly updates on the ERP Index, market analysis, valuation frameworks, and macroeconomic signals. To request access or learn more, visit macroedge.net/institutional. MacroEdge provides macroeconomic intelligence and consulting solutions for institutional investors and corporate leaders. Disclaimer: this communication is for informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice.
Hidden Brain's leadership in Riyadh to support Vision 2030 with innovation and excellence. Hidden Brain's, a global leader in IT solutions with over 22 years of experience, is sending its leadership team to Riyadh from September 15th to 30th, 2025, in support of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. With a presence in 107-plus countries and a track record of 6,000-plus projects, Hidden Brains aims to drive innovation and excellence across industries like oil and gas, healthcare, finance, and education. The team, led by Govind Chaucharia, Managing Director UAE, will focus on leveraging technology as a valuable asset for measurable outcomes. Parmesh Shah, CSO Global, emphasizes the transformative power of technology for businesses to thrive globally. Hidden Brains offers AI solutions tailored to industry needs, NLP for communication automation, and ML operations for data-driven decisions. Businesses in Riyadh can benefit from Hidden Brains' expertise by starting small, scaling smart, and choosing solutions that align with their vision.
What to do before the painters arrive? Tips from Pedigree's residential house painters in Vancouver. Before the painters arrive, it's crucial to prep your home for a hassle-free painting process. Vancouver's Pedigree painting team advises decluttering and protecting belongings, cleaning walls, and fixing minor issues in advance. Make a plan for pets, kids, and daily routines to minimize disruptions. Communicate details and preferences with the painters beforehand to ensure a smooth experience. When painting day arrives, welcome the team and trust them to work efficiently. For top-quality residential painting in Vancouver, contact Pedigree Painting for a stress-free and professional service. Reach out today for a quote and create a home you'll love.
Hey Vancouver, meet the DoorDash of document scanning. Microcom Systems, a document conversion company in Vancouver, has been offering on-site scanning services since 1992. This service allows clients to have a trained team set up a scanning environment on their premises, ensuring confidentiality and convenience. The team brings all necessary equipment and can adjust output to meet client expectations and schedules. Microcom Systems provides a tailored on-site scanning service that meets client needs door-to-door. For more information on their document management solutions, visit their website or call 604-872-6771.
Carlsbad Department of Development to host Franchise Expo. The Carlsbad Department of Development is hosting the inaugural Carlsbad Franchise Expo on October 15, 2025, at the Pecos River Village Conference Center. The event aims to connect local investors with franchise brands looking to expand in one of New Mexico's fastest-growing markets. Attendees can participate in educational modules on starting a business, buying into a franchise, and long-term success strategies. Lunch will be provided to registered participants. Carlsbad's strong growth and market demand make it an ideal location for franchise development. The expo is not just about bringing national brands, but also empowering local investors and entrepreneurs. The CDOD believes this event will attract new businesses, empower investors, and solidify Carlsbad's position as a hub for commerce in New Mexico.
Military veterans join Virtue Recovery to expand community outreach with hope and support. Virtue Recovery welcomes U.S. Marine Corps veteran Adam Kozorobadi and U.S. Army veteran Chauncey Nash to their business development team, expanding support for veterans and individuals facing addiction, PTSD, and mental health challenges. Both bring professional expertise and lived experiences to guide individuals and families on the path to recovery. Virtue Recovery's whole-person approach to addiction and mental health care focuses on healing every layer of a person's life, offering dual diagnosis treatment, evidence-based therapies, and individualized support. Adam and Chauncey's addition strengthens the mission of providing hope, healing, and lasting recovery for individuals and families nationwide.
Manulife IM and True America launch $1 billion affordable housing joint venture. Manulife Investment Management, Manulife IM, and True America Multifamily have announced the formation of a $1 billion affordable housing joint venture. This partnership aims to address the increasing demand for affordable housing in the U.S. by acquiring a portfolio of income-restricted assets backed by low-income housing tax credits. The new platform, named Anchor Point Residential, will begin with a 51-property, 6,000-unit portfolio across major metro areas in California, Texas, and Washington. Both firms are committed to preserving access to affordable housing and providing long-term value to residents. This strategic partnership reflects the urgent need for housing solutions for low- to middle-income renters and aims to create a scalable portfolio rooted in local need and durable cash flow. The first phase of the transaction closed in August, with additional phases planned for the fall. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.